Welcome to the Attractive Man Podcast, where we help men become better men. I'm your host, Matt Artisan.
There was one stretch where I think like 3 weeks in a row, I had a date every single night with a different girl.
Wow.
Some of those girls I would see, you know, more than one time.
So you went from going on no dates in 3 years to going on 25 dates in 1 month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Around that number.
What do you think is the biggest thing that contributed to that?
My name is Eric. I am 33 years old and I'm from Northern California. And I was a construction engineer.
So you were in the program for about a year. Tell us a little bit about what was life like before that. What were you struggling with? What were some of your challenges?
You know, my life wasn't bad. I actually had a pretty good life. I came from a really good family. My family was very successful. But, you know, I was always kind of like the outcast of my family, the one who just kind of got by. Like, I don't want to say like did the bare minimum. I didn't do the bare minimum, but I felt like I never really lived up to my potential. I went to college a little later on when I was 23 years old. I went back to college. But, you know, like even when I was in high school, I got a lot of attention from girls. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, growing up when I was a kid, I always got a lot of attention from girls. Even when I was younger, like I had like girls in, you know, high school giving me attention when I was in junior high. I never really knew like how to go at it or like how to even talk to them or like, you know, what it is that I needed to do. So, you know, when I graduated college, it was almost like, whoa, like, you know, this is it. You know, now I'm living in the real world. I'm not in college. I'm not in high school. I don't live at my parents' house anymore. It's just, it was work and home and gym. And that was my life.
Still getting attention from women or did it pretty much go away?
Yeah, not really. You know, I would notice women looking at me here and there. Like if I would go to the gym, I would notice, you know, some women, like, you know, we would catch each other's eyes. But yeah, I didn't really know what to do with it. And yeah, it really showed. I went like years and years without, you know, getting any action, going out on dates or anything like that.
No dates even?
No, no. Yeah, I would go years without going.
How many years would you say? Like not having a single date?
Man, I would say probably the minimum, probably three to four.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was,
like, how did that feel?
I had like this very numb feeling. I wasn't unhappy with myself. I was very content with, you know, where I was because, you know, I had a good job. I was making a lot of money. I took care of myself. I came from a good family. I had all these things going for me, but then it was almost like, you know, I just felt like I wasn't really like getting what I felt like I deserved. I guess I felt like I was entitled to have things go my way because on the outside, it was like, I was so put together.
A lot of guys think that. They think when I have the job, when I go to the gym, I have the muscles and I have the lifestyle, then things will just happen. Like women will just start approaching me and they'll just show up knocking on your door. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it was a very confusing time in my life. I always had a lot of like backlash from like my friends and my family. You know, they would say like, you know, like, wait, why don't you have a girlfriend? Why are you still single? Why, like, how long are you going to be single for? Like, when are you going to get married? And, you know, it's kind of like I said, you know, I always had the attention, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but people like looked at me and they're just like, well, this guy's like, you know, he's physically attractive. He takes care of himself. He's got a good job. Like what's his deal, you know? Mm-hmm. So I decided to move out of California when I was 30 years old. I moved to Austin, Texas. I got a job over there. And I kind of just continued. I thought that moving out of my home state was going to change and, you know, like things were going to start falling into place a little bit better, you know, not career-wise, but like socially-wise. And it stayed the same. Nothing really changed after I left. You know, that's whenever I decided that, you know, I need help. I just Googled dating coaches and sure enough, you guys popped up and I was familiar with the YouTube channel, familiar with, you know, you and like, you know, the products you offer and all that stuff. And I figured I was like, you know, these guys are a well-known company. You know, they I was seeing the testimonials. I saw what they had to offer. I jumped on a call. It was a little more pricey than I thought it'd be, but you know, what they had to offer, I knew that if I just did the work, if I just, you know, listened and I knew I was going to get results because, you know, I had that type of confidence. I was like, if I just, you know, if I just commit to myself, I do it. I know things are going to work out because that's the way it worked out my whole life. Pretty much. I ended up joining your program and then the rest is history.
So you were watching our videos for a while. How long were you watching our YouTube channel? And did you get any results from it?
No. So taking it back, shortly after I graduated from college, I wasn't really getting any results from online dating. I wasn't, approaching any women. I basically had zero women in my life for like a very long time. It was a pretty miserable time of my life, I'm not gonna lie. And I remember after COVID hit, I forgot what happened, but like I think I subscribed to some kind of training you guys had to offer where it was like, COVID, everybody's using online now. Let us help you improve your profile so you can start messaging girls, because girls don't want to meet guys in person now. That's how I got familiar with you guys, because I subscribed to that. And then I was, getting the emails, and actually did book a consultation with you guys, but then I ended up canceling it. I'm not sure why.
You got cold feet, maybe.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even cold feet. It was just kind of like, it wasn't really a priority for me at the time. And that's why I just didn't even end up doing the call in the first place. That's how I got a little more familiar with when I was living in Texas. And then I Googled, dating coaches. And then you guys were the first one that popped up. That's when I was like, okay, yeah, I know these guys. Like, I've seen some of their free stuff they have on their website. And I've seen the YouTube channel and all that. So that's why I decided to go ahead and go through with you guys.
So you were watching the channel for a while, but you didn't put anything into practice?
No, not at all. And I was following a few other dating coaches out there. Guys like Dave Parada, Dave How to Beast, some of those other guys I followed. You see the videos and you're just like, oh, this is so easy. Like, why can't I just do this? And then, you see that woman on the street and you're just like, what the fuck? I just spent like hours watching this YouTube video. What the hell?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than when you have the information versus actually putting it into practice.
Oh yeah, big time.
And the funny thing is, a lot of guys think by watching YouTube videos or buying online training and just getting all this information, they feel like they're growing, but really all they're doing is becoming information junkies. They're not getting any results. So therefore they're really not growing at all. It just feels like it.
Yeah, big
time. You gotta get out there and put it into practice.
Yeah, big time. So I read a lot of books in the past too. Some of the other famous dating coaches like Dan Bacon, some other guys, Mystery Method, obviously. Now that I think about it, now that I remember, I did actually read a lot of books too, but yeah, it was really zero results.
Zero results. Okay. Yeah. I can relate. It wasn't until I started taking workshops and putting it into practice. That's when you put it into practice, that's where you get the results. It's like reading about fitness.
Yeah.
You're going to get any change? No, you have to go to the gym. You have to actually do the work.
But it's not only that, you can read books and you can watch videos and you can put yourself out there. It's kind of like that fitness analogy. You can watch some of those YouTube gurus who are all about fitness and watch their training, how they do them on the videos. And then you can try it, but that doesn't mean anything. We're very unaware of our blind spots. Mm-hmm. I think I did try a few things that I read in books, but the outcome was always the same though. It was always usually either ghosted or the girl would just, give me the cold shoulder and she wouldn't even want to talk to me anymore. What your guys' program helped me out is seeing the third person point of view. Because it's you and I could be talking right now and I could be doing a bunch of stuff that's turning you off or kind of causing you to back away. And you don't even know it until you're seeing it from a third person point of view, if that makes sense.
So you mean when we mic'd you up and we filmed you and gave you feedback afterwards?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I was doing in the video, it was a lot of moments of clarity for me is what helped out a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. And some guys watch the YouTube videos and buy the programs and then they go out there and they put it into practice and they don't get results and then they become really frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's just because they're doing, sometimes it's just little things you're doing that are pushing women away that you're completely unaware of.
Yeah.
And you think you're doing it right. You're like, I did it exactly like in the video. I said the exact same words, but it's not about the words. It's about the energy and it's about all the little nuances. One little thing can really push a woman away versus when you do it the other way, the right way, it totally turns her on and she lights up.
Yeah, definitely.
It can be a night and day difference just by some little tweaks.
Yeah, for sure.
So what are some of the results you have now after going through the program?
Well, I actually have a girlfriend now. We've been dating for, God, 6 months already. It's different because, like, you know, this girl, I actually do feel like, you know, I am really excited about her. We have a lot in common. It's not just one of those, like, you know, short fling type of things. I mean, I'm still, it's still only been 6 months, so I don't want to, like, you know, speak too early. In that way, I still feel like that feeling of comfort where it's like, you know, even if it doesn't work out with this girl, it's not going to matter. Because I'm still going to be able to find someone pretty easily. If it takes a day, if it takes a week, a month, a year, whatever, it's not really like something that I feel is that's going to be like unattainable. Because, you know, before I just felt like women were just completely unattainable for me. And yeah, I would get like little bits of interest from a woman. And, you know, it's almost like, okay, I can't lose this girl. I can't lose this girl. You know, I got to do everything in my power to keep her around.
Which does what?
Which pushes her away, obviously.
And then now you feel like, yeah, you really like this girl or love this girl, your girlfriend, but you know, in the back of your mind, if it doesn't work out, yeah, you'd be sad, that would suck, but you could always find somebody else. And the funny thing is that's what keeps her there, knowing that you don't need her. You want her, you love her, and you're there by choice, not by desperation.
Exactly.
And so what is that feeling that way now, having that confidence that you have this beautiful woman and that you could, you know, pretty much date, get as many dates as you want. We'll talk about that in a second, how many dates you've been on. But now knowing that you can get, you know, any date you want versus how you felt back then, what is that like? What's the difference between how you feel now and how your confidence is?
It's just more of like a cushion. You know, I don't feel that sense of urgency anymore. It's just really like, you know, feeling relaxed and feeling like I can enjoy my life a little bit more. You know, I don't feel like I need to do certain things in order to get the results I want. A big part of my journey before was like, okay, I gotta get this girl out on a date as fast as possible. I gotta, you know, have sex with her as fast as possible because, like, you know, whenever I achieve these things, then, you know, it's like longer term that's gonna pay off. But, you know, it's almost like that sense of urgency is what like pushes people away. It's kind of more just like, okay, I can kick back now. Mm-hmm. You know, I can kind of kick back, I can enjoy my life, I can do other things. I can, you know, focus on making money. I can focus on working hard in the gym, you know, catching up with my family, catching up with my friends. I feel like there's other priorities in my life now besides, like, you know, finding a girlfriend as fast as possible.
Mm. Sounds like a sense of security.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, you know, when you have that burden off of your back, it's like, you know, it's kind of like I said, you can focus on other things, and you don't, like, you know, I don't think about women as much as I did before. Mm.
You know, like I would part always, of your life is like handled now.
Yeah, so
it's like you can have more of a balance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, before when I was really unsuccessful with women, that's all I ever thought about. All I ever thought about was like meeting women and like, you know, having sex and like, you know, going out and like enjoying myself. But it's like, you know, I would think about it all the time. But it's like, why am I thinking about this so much if it's not even happening in my life?
And so how many dates have you been on since joining the program? Do you know? Or how many dates have you got? Like, what's the most amount of dates you've been on in a month? Because you just blew up the Facebook group with date after date after date.
Probably about 20 to 25 in a month. There was one stretch where I think like 3 weeks in a row I had a date every single night with a different girl.
Wow.
Some of those girls I would see, you know, more than one time.
So you went from going on no dates in 3 years to going on
maybe even
25 dates in 1 month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Around that number.
What do you think is the biggest thing that contributed to that?
Just that feeling of abundance, feeling like, I don't want to say persistent, but I was very pursuant. You know, I would pursue, and, you know, if it didn't work out, it didn't matter, because then I would say, okay, well, you know, I know what to do to find somebody else. And I feel like that's a big problem with a lot of guys, is that they just, they focus so hard on one girl. But the truth of the matter is like, you know, the more you focus on one thing, the more likely it's not going to work out for you. When you're coming out of abundance, that's what attracts people. That's what attracts more in your life. It's kind of like what we touched on earlier, is like, you know, I have that feeling where it's like, you know, even if it doesn't work out with her, that's fine. Like, I'll find something else regardless how long it's going to take. It could be tomorrow. It could be, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a couple years, but I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, you go back to 25 dates a month.
Yeah, darn. Yeah, exactly. So that's part of life, you know. Life is just highs and lows, and it's never just like a straight path, you know. But that's a big thing I've learned about, you know, being in this program, also I have a new career now, and that's something I've learned in my new career too, is that there's highs and lows. It's how you navigate through those challenges of life.
Is there anything else in the program that you would contribute your results or your success or your transformation to, besides what you already said, which is getting the feedback, filming you in your interactions and giving you the feedback?
Definitely having that community of guys that I can refer to. It's kind of crazy because, like, I feel as if a lot of men out there are struggling these days. A lot of men do struggle with this area in their life. They just don't want to admit it because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on men to have this part of their life figured out.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride.
Yeah, with or without help. Being in the program, it was nice because it's almost like I felt as if I could be, you know, the person I wanted to be and, you know, say what's on my mind because, you know, I have a community of other guys who are struggling with the same thing I was struggling with. I feel that very, like, close community with other guys who do the program as well. And yeah, also helping some of the guys that were struggling too. Not only were guys helping me out, but it was also helping me help them.
You got to a point where you started helping other guys out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got so good, you became basically an assistant trainer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I would go to these boot camps and it would be after I've already taken a couple, and I would just be like, well, you know, I don't feel like I really need, like, you know, any feedback or any help. I just, you know, I feel like it's helping me help the other guys,
you know. Helping you by helping the other
guys.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. There's that old saying, the best way to master a skill is by teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a big thing.
That's definitely how I got good fast too. Like, I took two workshops way back in like 2008 or 2009. And then I just started helping other guys like right away on those same workshops, that company's workshops. And then I just started trying to help out guys on my own and, you know, nice. Led into a career.
But
that's the reason I leveled up so quickly.
Yeah,
because like it raises your standards to a higher level. So we love doing that, taking guys in and then getting them so good that they can help out other guys, and it just becomes this awesome community of, you know, guys helping each other.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, you see some of the mistakes the other guys make, and you know to avoid those mistakes, because it's kind of like what I touched on. It's like, you know, when you get that third person point of view, you see the clarity in it, you know.
Is there anything you would say to guys that are watching this that were in your shoes, you know, a year or so ago, who are kind of considering joining, maybe they're on the fence? What would you say to them?
If it's something that really bothers you, if you feel like this is something that you really do want to change in your life, but you're just afraid to seek the help because, you know, you're worried, it's really not bad to seek out help in something that you're struggling with. And the good thing about you guys is, like, you know, you guys keep it all confidential too. Like, you know, you can do, you know, workshops, you can get this kind of help, and, like, you know, nobody would ever know. It's kind of like, you know, my friends see me back home, and, like, you know, my family even pointed it out too. They're just like, there's something different about you. Like, you know, you're just like carrying yourself a lot different now. And like, it's just like totally night and day difference. And I'm not going to lie, a lot of my family, a lot of my friends don't even know that I did your program. And like, you know, I've been, like, you know, in touch with you guys for like the last, what, 2.5 years. If you're worried about judgment from yourself or from other people, it's really nothing to be ashamed of, because, you know, a lot of guys do struggle with this area of their life. And I feel like this day and age too, it's become more popular that there's more of these coaches coming out. There's more of, like, you know, self-development things. And dating is a big part too. If you're on the fence, it's not that big of a commitment, or it's not that big of a risk if you think it is, you know.
You do have to want it and
put in the work,
but we make it as easy as possible, so it's not like crazy work that you're not going to be able to do. You have so much support.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be in your ear whenever you need us to support you, give you feedback. Like, it's a really cool community of support.
I would say
we leave nobody behind. You know, nobody like is like, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it. Like, we will support you until you can't do it.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it's just, you know, if it's something that really bothers you, you know, it's just, it's better to change things, or at least take the right steps, or take the steps in the right direction for you to change what it is that you feel like is bothering you. Because, you know, the more you just kind of brush things off and just, you know, kind of like let things go and not take action, you know, the worse it gets and the harder it gets. And, you know, time flies, man. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, dude, when you're young, how old were you when you joined?
30.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have guys in their 60s joining, and they wish they would have joined in their 20s. The sooner you get this handled, the better the rest of your days can be, because you have that confidence that you can meet women everywhere. And it's not even just confidence with women, it's confidence that translates really to all parts of your life. A lot of guys have made a lot more money after going through our mentorship. You're one of them too, right?
Yeah.
You changed careers and you started traveling all over the world after you did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. And yeah, there's like things in my life that, you know, I never would have even done before, you know, what I'm doing now, you know, moved out of my home country. And, you know, I've been experiencing things, doing it all on my own, too. Those are things I've never would have done before. But you fear the unknown. But, you know, once you kind of get a taste of the unknown and kind of get a taste of getting out of your comfort zone, it becomes a very addictive feeling, because you get that growth, you get that progress, you get that momentum going. And you're just like, okay, I accomplished this. What else can I accomplish in my life now?
And everything you want is outside your comfort zone. That's why you don't have it. So go out there and get it. And if you need help, we're here to help you get, of course, more dates and really become the man that you know you're meant to be. So time to level up.
Appreciate you guys.
Sign up, guys.
Listen, man, if you want results like Eric and go on a lot more dates with women that you're actually excited about, then make sure to apply for our coaching program. There's a link down below where you can apply and see if you're a good fit. And if you are, we'll work with you for at least 90 days where you'll have your own one-on-one mentor helping you out and holding you accountable. You'll have weekly coaching calls where we help you let go of any shame, doubt, insecurities, limiting beliefs, traumas, and just emotional roadblocks that are holding you back from becoming the best, most attractive version of yourself. You'll get to role play with our female coaches every single week to practice your approach. We'll even work with you in person with our gorgeous models so they can give you feedback on exactly how you're coming across, so you can stop doing any needy behaviors or anything that's pushing women away and start doing things that turn women on instantly. And we mic you up and we take you out and meet women together and we give you feedback every step of the journey. So you're no longer doing this alone, but you have a whole team of guys, just like you saw in this video, supporting you, helping you, and becoming best friends with you along the way. So again, if you want results like that, just click the link down below and apply for our coaching program. And hopefully I'll see you at our next workshop. Thanks for listening to the Attractive Man podcast. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and visit theattractiveman.com to see our bootcamp schedule, apply for a free consultation, and get access to your free training. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.